Hey, Marlins fans. This is Big Fish Small Pod, Eli Sussman hosting for you on the Fish on First podcast, presented by MPT College Consulting. Let's talk about Edward Cabrera, because I was watching a pair of games very closely on Wednesday. Of course, at night, there was the Marlins' much-needed win over the Yankees. In the middle of the afternoon on Wednesday, Edward Cabrera made his third and I believe what will be his final rehab start with AAA Jacksonville before returning to the Marlins rotation and making his 2024 regular season debut for the team.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
To rewind a little bit, Cabrera signed and developed by the Marlins. He's been in this organization for about 9 years at this point, still not yet 26 years old, a couple days shy of that birthday. And yet there've been a lot of ups and downs for him. One of their best prospects, if not the very best prospect in the organization as of a couple years ago, but in parts of three seasons at the major league level, his lack of control, his lack of durability and overall lack of consistency, occasionally some lack of work ethic and lack of adjustments have made him kind of expendable considering the pitching depth that this organization has. There were, as of mid-February, less than 2 months ago, pretty serious negotiations between the Marlins and the Pittsburgh Pirates that would have sent him to a new organization. The deal did not go through, but I pretty honestly was and am relatively low on Cabrera. I would have been fine with trading him entering the season, you know, in order to turn the page, get a fresh slate, get different pieces in return for somebody that to this point has an ERA right around 4 in his major league career, but underlying numbers that are a little bit more concerning and a just general lack of like trust in his availability and his consistency moving forward. But as it turns out, though, that deal with the Pirates didn't go through. He entering camp, he was a virtual lock to make the Marlins roster, mainly because he's out of minor league options. Marlins burned his final option in the middle of 2023 when they demoted him to the minors, when the team was still very much in the playoff hunt due to yet another slump in terms of him being able to find the strike zone and trust his stuff, his immense stuff. Cabrera is a polarizing guy because of what he brings to the table in terms of this, the sheer quality of his stuff, his fastball velocity, even during this rehab stint, regularly touching 98 miles per hour and maxing out at 99. Nasty changeup, one of the more unique changeups in all of baseball, and overall a deep pitch mix, a couple different breaking balls that he has as well. Like, he has a lot of the ingredients that you look for in a great starting pitcher. And as it turns out, even though I felt that he was kind of expendable to the team, at least for where they are right now in the 2024 season, things are lining up for him to potentially break out. All the stars are aligning, unfortunately for the Marlins, who enter this homestand at 2-11 overall, knowing that they'll be down a couple starters for the rest of the season in Sandy Alcantara and Yuri Perez, where there's all of a sudden this pretty big lane for Cabrera to fill in. And a situation where the Marlins can afford to be patient and sit through the roller coaster, knowing that potentially on the other side, if you get a better version of this player moving forward, he's somebody that you could conceivably build around and be excited about in 2025 and beyond. Edward suffered in March, relatively early March, suffered a shoulder impingement. It was the same injury that kept him out for a portion of 2023. And about a month later, he is stretched out as a starter again. He made his first rehab start on March 31st, walked 4 batters in 3 innings. 5 days later, another rehab start, stretched out to 4 innings. Again, a few too many walks, only 1 strikeout. And I watched more so than those first two outings, I was paying very close attention on Wednesday against the Charlotte Knights, the White Sox AAA affiliate, and he was excellent in this one. 5 2/3 innings, 5 hits, almost all of them singles, 1 run that was unearned, 1 walk, and 9 strikeouts. The only walk coming in a full count in the 5th inning. The strikeouts coming in a variety of different ways, with both his changeup and his fastball, both well-located called strike threes as well as swings and misses. He was excellent as a pitcher, and to go back to that one unearned run, it came as the result of his own poor defense. He dropped a return throw to first base when covering the bag, and the ball got away from him and allowed that lone run to cross the plate. Some context is important here, because when you combine those three starts, only one earned run allowed. So that result is obviously awesome. Only one earned run in 12 2/3 total innings, but he did walk 8 batters if you combine all three starts. And I'd have to think that is a better indication of who he is right now than just focusing on the most recent one. 8 walks against 54 batters faced, and pretty coincidentally, his walk rate last year in 2023, when he was driving everybody crazy, when he got demoted to the minors, last season, his walk rate was 15%, way too high, almost double the league average. And his walk rate during these three rehab outings combined is, you guessed it, 15%. So there is still a very big question as to whether it is that he has found what he wants to do mechanically and tactically in order to be effective as a starting pitcher, in order to go deep enough into games to make this work. But as I mentioned up top, out of minor league options at this point. So this is a crucial year for him, a make or break year. I'd say just about as much as anybody on this roster, he has so much at stake in this particular year. If he puts it all together, he has the potential to be a rock solid starting pitcher. Some would even say all-star potential if he puts it all together. And if he doesn't, then by the end of this season, you could be looking at somebody that is transitioning to the bullpen. And he could have quite a bit of success there. It's just a lot less valuable to the team overall if that is what he amounts to after all the years of development and opportunity that Cabrera has been given. To get more specific with his return, he'd be on regular rest to pitch on Monday against the Giants. Potentially they give him an extra day beyond that if they want to. Maybe it's Tuesday. If it is on Monday, then that would slide in seamlessly to AJ Puck's spot in the rotation. Puck is somebody that I was high on coming out of spring training, making his conversion to a starting pitcher, and he has certainly fell short of that optimism so far. There are a few different ways they could go. They could simply move Puck back to the bullpen, where the bullpen is still a very dicey for this team and lacking in left-handers in particular, beyond Tanner Scott and Andrew Nardi. So Puck, that'd be a great opportunity for him to regroup and get back to the quality of the pitching that he had for most of last year that made him really valuable to the team. There's no like real clear lock in this rotation moving forward aside from Lizardo, but I think the two weakest links at this point would have to be both Puck and Trevor Rogers. So Rogers has minor league options. We'll see how his next performance goes against the Braves this upcoming weekend. I think in his case, rather than moving him to the bullpen, that'd be a case where if Rogers is the odd man out, he gets sent down to AAA and stays stretched out as a starter. I wouldn't be shocked either way, but I think for as badly as this has gone for the Marlins this year, and in a situation where I think in Cabrera's case, he's kind of a development case that they'll be following moving forward right now, they still want to put together a competitive roster. They're not punting on the season quite yet. And I think it's very complimentary. It optimizes this roster if Puck goes back to the bullpen and everybody else stays available. Pretty soon, they'll have to look at opening another rotation spot for Braxton Garrett's return. He's due to make another rehab start on Friday. Potentially, that might be his final rehab start. So just one piece at a time, I've learned, especially on the pitching side. You never know when injuries, unfortunately, could make some of these decisions a little bit too easy. But for the moment, this is a nice milestone, I guess you could say, for the Marlins, were getting deeper on the pitching side. That was supposed to be a key to their contention possibility entering spring training, and now they're a little bit deeper in this regard, with Edward Cabrera seemingly being on the cusp of returning. We should get confirmation about that on Friday, by the way. As somebody that's now stretched out to 82 pitches, 5 2/3 innings, I think he's ready to go. And he potentially could be part of this rotation the rest of the way if things go well with Cabrera. Whether his future is with the Marlins or somewhere else, he has a whole lot to prove. His trade value could fluctuate quite a bit on how his performance goes moving forward. He is one of these guys that I have to say I'm most fascinated to follow the rest of this season, for sure, on the Marlins roster. This has been the Small Pod on Fish on First podcast, presented by MPT College Consulting. Check them out at mptcollegeconsulting.com. A whole lot of Marlins coverage coming your way from Fish on First as the Marlins kick off a new homestand a couple of weeks into this regular season. Thanks for listening, and go Fish.